talked about how when you decided that you were leaving, you actually requested to have a conversation with the director of the Writing Center, Lori Dietz, who we hope is listening right now. Hi, Lori. You requested to have a conversation with her. Talk about why you decided to do that.
Sure. Well, I felt that really for two reasons. First, that it was kind of like a last minute decision to leave. And because we filled out that survey, whether or not we were planning on working at the Uckable in the spring. And at that point in the quarter, it was like mid quarter and I was really feeling like the pressure, and it was kind of like a, yeah, like a last minute decision. So because I hadn't really indicated to Lori, you know, beforehand, that I was thinking about leaving, I wanted to give some explanation because I feel that it's, you know, very unprofessional to just kind of like, it's kind of like breaking up with someone in a text message or over like Facebook. No, right, this right. is when you're Facebook official and then you put your relationship status as single on Facebook.
Without having a conversation.
Right, before having that conversation. Like, how inappropriate is that? So as soon as I sent that survey in, I shot over, you know, an email to Lori just letting her know, like, hey, you'll see on my survey that, you know, I wasn't, I did not say that I'm going to work at the Uckable next quarter. And I'd really love, I didn't necessarily write a novel because that's at the same time, then it's like explaining yourself via text message to
your you're saying you want to have a conversation and
exactly.
Person. Yeah.
Right. And so, yeah. And then it was just kind of brief from there. But yeah, I wanted to do that. I would have done that anyway, like at any point in which, I leave a job, just to like sit down and like really, because I've gotten so much out of this job, I just wanted to like, I want it in person, which I'm, you know, meeting with Lori later. So like no spoilers for our meeting, but like, I really just wanted to like, thank, you know, Lori. I mean, she is the director. She interviewed me, you know, when I was hired, and just like thank her for this experience and really like explain what I've gotten out of it. And I think that in general, you know, when you leave a job, when it's something you really, really care about and something that's really meant something to you, you should really do your best to communicate that to, you know, the employer. And I think it's been a learning process because there have been jobs where I've been just like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
You know, and I haven't been as sincere in leaving. And I, you know, it's like they get that. You don't have to like lie and be fake about it. And you should always do like a follow up when you leave.
Thank you cards. That's a thing.
Yeah,
send
for
thank
sure.
you cards yes. to employers. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that was kind of my reasons behind it, was I really just want to kind of like reflect on my experience, get feedback as well. That'll be like a good experience or opportunity to kind of ask like, you know, is there anything about my performance you wish you could have seen or like that you liked about my performance, or like, how have you, you know, how have you seen me as a like asset to your team, like over these 2 years I've been here, you know?
Talk about a way to get a good reference for your future.
That's another thing too. It's something to be careful about too, because you don't want to like put it off as if you're just using them as a name on a resume. And you know, Lori and the Uckable like has been a point of reference for me in the past for previous jobs, and like a really strong one at that. But I think that's why it's so important to like have that genuine intention. Like, of course this will be a reference for me, and of course I want to leave off on a good note, because I, you know, want to continue using it as a reference. But, you know, though I've had like that kind of more selfish intentions at other jobs, I'll be honest about it. You know, this one I genuinely care about. So that was really like the initial motivation to write the email.
Yeah. And I think that having that conversation with the employer is like such a important thing, and I think that this is kind of underrated for some people, like to write someone down as a reference. I've never done that without calling them, meeting with them in person, or even bare minimum if they're far away, emailing them, like, hey, not even saying like, oh, just letting you know I'm writing you down, but like, would you be willing to be a reference
Absolutely.
For me? And I think that people sometimes don't, like, well, I had this professor, and if they got a phone call, like, they would respond to that. Like, you have to formally ask.
Yeah.
You know,
so they're prepared. Like,
so
I wouldn't
prepared,
want someone
yeah.
to be surprised, like, oh, like, what do I mean, like, obviously, I'd like to believe that everyone's impressions of me are just so positive,
yeah,
but like,
no,
you
yeah.
never know. Like, I actually used to, when I was teaching, I used to tell my students all the time, especially like the students who were hyper motivated and wanted to be a National Honor Society. At my school, you had to put down 10 different teachers to give you recommendations. Yeah. And I was like, you guys are going to be going for NHS in a couple of years, and you're going to put down my name, and who knows what the first thing I'm going to remember about you is.
Right.
You have to ask.
If you ask me first, then I'll probably have some time to prepare. But like, if you don't, like, I might be like, you know, they're a good student, but there was that one time.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think that it's not even, it's the idea of asking, and that's where it's not selfish, and it's not like, well, I'm using you for this. It's like, you know, it, and the good thing is that when you ask them, they have the opportunity to say no. And I have had people say, like, it's not that I don't want to, but like, I don't know if I know you well enough, or I don't know if I could speak to, maybe like, if you're applying for this job, I only know you in this setting.
Right.
You know, it gives them an opportunity to like be honest.
Right.
I think that's